here's a story from The World.
It's been more than a year since cultural spaces across the U.S. closed their doors to try and curb the spread of COVID-19. In France, it's been a similar story, but many artists are now fighting back. They say it's time to reopen, and they're occupying dozens of theaters across the country to make their point. Rebecca Rossman reports from Paris.
For the first time in over a year, I'm walking into a theater, the Odeon Theater on the left bank of Paris. Inaugurated by Marie Antoinette in 1782, it's one of the most recognizable cultural lieux in the entire city. But the stage I'm looking at has been dark for the better part of the last year, literally. Denis Gravouille opens a door that overlooks the main stage, but you can hardly make out the white curtain. Gravouille is the Secretary General of CGT Spectacle, a cinematography and audiovisual trade union. He's one of some 40 people working in France's cultural sector who have been staging an illegal sit-in at this theater for nearly a month. The lobby is draped with union flags and cartoons poking fun at the French government. Air mattresses take up parts of the marble floors. One corner is dedicated to making protest signs. The Odeon is one of nearly 100 publicly owned cultural spaces being occupied as part of a demand to, quote, reopen culture.
C'est juridiquement possible, politiquement, qu'un artiste appelle la police pour déloger.
Sure, it's legally possible for the direction to make us leave, but it's not exactly a good look for an artist to kick out other artists, Gravouille says. Tensions have been building between the government and the thousands of artists across the country who have been out of work since the start of the pandemic. Actors, musicians, technicians, sound engineers, many of these people work under a special status called intermittent, which takes into account the irregular nature of their work. During the off-season, France's 250,000 intermittents received generous unemployment benefits, equivalent to about half their regular monthly salaries.
Par exemple, on sait que les musiciens, ils ont perdu la moitié de leur revenu.
But Gravouille says those benefits aren't enough to live on and is calling for them to be increased and expanded. The occupants also say cultural spaces should be allowed to reopen with proper social distancing and mask wearing. When asked about reopenings earlier this month, France's culture minister Roselyne Bachelot said the government shared their eagerness.
Évidemment, nous faisons tout pour que la réouverture puisse se passer dans les meilleures conditions.
But with hospitals at overcapacity and the new coronavirus variant spreading, she said now is not the right time. Every afternoon, people gather on the large terrace in front of the Odeon Theater for what's called an agora, a free performance organized by the protesters. Today, it's a group of female percussionists. Filmmaker Valerie Massadian says culture is something that should belong to everybody.
It's necessary. You know, yesterday there were people that came and they had tears in their eyes and they were like, I never realized how much I missed it.
The government recently announced an extra 20 million euros in support for cultural workers, but actress Annabelle Gautier says politicians are still missing the bigger picture.
Il y a un mépris total des politiques parce que eux-mêmes sont des générations à ne plus s'y intéresser avec les nouvelles technologies.
The way artists are being treated right now says a lot about the world we are living in, she says, one where screens are more important than physical gatherings. But she says that's not the right direction. For The World, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Paris. From PRX.